And I'm going to talk now to Cormac Moore, historian in residence. But just to let you know about Intercultural Family Day, you can have a good day tomorrow. There's live performances, DJ, face painting. It's a whole family event, and it's tomorrow. And it's all happening in Croke Park at the Hogan Mezzanine Suite, Jones's Road in Dublin. You can look up email info at newcommunities.ie for all information. That I'll read it out again later on. But now, good afternoon to you, Cormac.
Good afternoon, all.
Sorry about that, I have the wrong one up. Wait, I'll fix this. There we go. Good afternoon, Cormac.
Good afternoon, all.
Okay, we have some suggestions for books as presents for Christmas. But before we go into those, the books that you were talking about that we did, they're available free in the library and the history. Tell us about
that. Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about books available for Christmas, and I'm shamelessly going to talk about two books I've been involved in. Firstly, and I'll get them out of the way quickly, but first one is History on Your Doorstep, which is the second year that us six Dublin historians and residents have written a book. It is totally free. It's available in all of the libraries, and Dublin City Council libraries, that is. And yeah, it's not a loan. You don't have to give it back. It's yours for keeps. Okay. And they're great. Some great stories, six stories. So I wrote one on Lemon's Sweets. There's one on Seamus Ennis, the musician. There's a very topical one on one of the first housing public housing schemes in the south inner city. There's about different lost jobs, should we say, in Smithfield, the Docklands, and so on. There's one about Dublin and the War of Independence, and then there's another one on St. Olton's Hospital. So six great stories.
Terrific,
completely
yeah.
free. And then second book, obviously, I'm going to talk about Christmas, is my own book, Bertha's the Borderer. So if you haven't bought it yet, do so now.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a great gift because, I mean, it's particularly now Brexit, and people are talking about borders and all that sort of carry on. And yeah. It's the impact of partition in Ireland. And it's like a lot of things that I've talked about before, that perception and fact can be two different things.
Absolutely. And there is this, there's kind of a lot of myths around how Northern Ireland was created, mm-hmm. and when it was created. So I do really lay down in Bertha's Border exactly what happened and how it affected many different bodies as well. And if you look at the results last night in the British general election, look at Northern Ireland.
I was in a good mood up to that.
but look at Northern Ireland, though. Northern Ireland is very interesting, really, is that this is the first time in the history of Northern Ireland that nationalists have won more seats than unionists, which is incredible. Whoever thought we'd reach that stage?
Yeah.
You know, there are eight unionist MPs, there are nine nationalist MPs, and then one alliance party.
It's going to be a massive topic of conversation, because just listen to a few things now with Scotland and the way that it worked out there.
Yeah.
And now they're looking for their own independence now.
Well, that vote last night was not a British vote for Brexit. It was an English vote for Brexit, mm-hmm. really. And it's going to be interesting with Scotland clamouring now for independence, another independence vote.
Well, and we started already.
A border poll is going to be getting louder and louder. A cause for a border poll definitely going to get louder and louder. So if you want to really find out about the border, so obviously it is my book, but there are other books. Now, as I've mentioned before to many people, that I didn't, when I started researching my book, you know, in the autumn of 2015, David Cameron had decided there was going to be a vote on Brexit. Who would have thought? 4 years later, that it still was a hot topic mm-hmm. of the day. I actually wrote my book with 100 years of partition in mind, and so there are going to be a lot of events over the next couple of years, and there already are, and there are going to be a lot of books, I'd imagine, coming out as well to mark that occasion, should we say. There are books already. So Dermot Ferriter has a book out on the border, which is doing extremely well. There's The Partition of Ireland, 1918 to 1925, by Robert Lynch. And then there's A Forging the Border by Ocan Ossacher, and that's based around Derry and Donegal, how the border affected him. So they're like the history books. If you want a kind of light-hearted look at the border, there's a very famous Twitter account, The Irish Border, and that Twitter account has a book called I Am the Border, So I Am. it is a very funny Twitter account, and the book is equally funny. And you can even get your own signed copy. So it's kind of an imprint of the Irish sod, almost.
Okay.
And a new Backstop Land by Glenn Patterson. That's another kind of humorous take on the border. So there are loads of books available now related to the border. But obviously, I'm piping for Bertha's the Border.
Of course.
And
where
it's available wherever they want. It's available everywhere, okay. Online or in most bookshops. So, now,
And that's the one I recommended a couple of weeks ago as well, and I'd definitely recommend that as well, with full because from your explanation of it from a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about it, it seems to be quite comprehensive as far as the border is concerned.
Yeah, my book is I would consider very comprehensive in,
okay,
in what exactly happened and who it affected and so on. Now, Northern Ireland is also in play, not just within with regard to the creation of it, but it's actually 50 years of the start of the Troubles this year. So there's been loads of books that you can buy, really good quality books as well, on the Troubles.
Mm-hmm.
So first, it's a very well-known and popular book at this stage, is the book with The Children of the Troubles by Joe Duffy and Freya McClements. And that actually looks at all of the children who died during the 30-year-long Troubles. Just under 200 children mm-hmm. died. So it tries to give their story life, really. And there have been many cases forgotten about entirely. So it's garnered a lot of publicity, but it's a very well-produced mm-hmm. book. Then you've got 50 Years of the Troubles by Malachy O'Doherty. You know, it's a nicely illustrated, designed book. You've got Belfast and Derry in Revolt. You've got Thatcher's Spy by Willie Carlin. So you've got loads of different books that look at the 50 years of the Troubles when it started in 69. So mm-hmm. there's some really good ones there. And then if you're looking for other books, other history books, I'm just focusing on Irish history books now. So there obviously mm-hmm. are loads of international books available, international history books. Today I'm just focusing on Irish history books that you can buy. There's a lovely book actually. This year is actually 100th anniversary of the Department of Foreign Affairs. The Sinn Féin were very successful in their propaganda war against the British, but they established the Department of Foreign Affairs 100 years ago this year. So the Royal Irish Academy, who have a great track record of producing beautifully designed books, history books, have produced another one. It's called Ireland, A Voice Among the Nations mm-hmm. by John Gibney, Michael Kennedy and Kate O'Malley. And that goes through the whole 100 years with wonderful photos, wonderful images, wonderful documents. It's a really lovely coffee table type book. But you know, it documents the whole 100 years of the Department of Foreign Affairs. If you're looking at more kind of recent kind of history, there's a really good book called The Republic of Shame, Stories from Ireland's Institutions for Fallen Women by Kayleen Hogan. And that looks at, you know, institutions like the Magdalen Laundries and, you know, really, you know, harrowing stories of abuse within those institutions mm-hmm. that were run by the Catholic Church. It interviews, you know, survivors from those institutions, even interviews nuns and priests and different people involved in running them as well. So mm-hmm. it's a really good account of what happened in some of those institutions. Then if you want to look at the Irish involvement in the Spanish Civil War, there's another good book called the Salamanca Diaries about Father McCabe, an Irish priest involved in the Spanish Civil War by Tim Fanning. The Irish Civil War kind of centenary is coming close. It's going to be interesting to see how we commemorate that. That's a very bitter conflict. There's a book by Sean Enright called The Irish Civil War, Law, Execution and Atrocity. And it looks really at the executions by the Irish Free State Government of the anti-treaty side. And if there's a sports book, there hasn't been many sport history books. You know, from a sport history background, I'm interested in this. But there is one good one actually called the Motor Car.
You have one out, and you?
I have two. I have two out. Yeah, the Irish soccer split was my last one. Which
so they're still
very top at the time
well.
With the FAI being in the news.
Indeed, but they're still available.
Well, the Irish soccer split is still available, exactly. Yeah. But Leanne Blaney has actually wrote a really interesting book about the motor car in Ireland from when it started in 1896 up to the Second World War. And imagine there was no motor cars really, you know, and then it was a huge excitement when it started to come to the fore. And she documents, you know, how it really changed lives. It created new industries, like the oil industry was created from the motor car. Roads had to be constructed for motor car. So she documents all of that in Ireland, how it changed the whole face of Ireland really.
Ford came over, didn't he?
Yeah, Ford had a really big operation in Cork.
Yeah.
For years, like. Yeah. So she looks at that. My first book was about Douglas Hyde and his relationship with the GAA, but there is a new book out. It's called Douglas Hyde, My American Journey. He went to America in 1905, 1906 to raise funds, and it was a hugely successful trip. And he actually wrote a diary, kept a diary. So there's a new book called Douglas Hyde, My American Journey. It's edited by Lee McMahona and many others, and it's actually from Douglas Hyde himself. He's experienced. He went to many different cities. He had loads of different events. He actually made a lot of money for the Gaelic League.
Okay.
He met Theodore Roosevelt, was very interested in him, the President of America. He met him a couple of times. He was even offered a motor car, which he actually declined to take himself in New York. So, and then there's loads of good biographies out as well. The biographies are always very popular on History Times. There's like revolutionary figures like Richard Mulcahy, that's by Páirí Ó Cuaibh. You've got selected writings of Lee Mellows by Conor McNamara, and then Margaret Ward has written a really good book on Hannah Sheehy Skeffington, and you've got Leanne Lane's book on Dorothy McArdle. They're just out as well. And finally, if you've got children in the house who you want to get them involved in history or they're interested in history, there's actually a great book series available from Poole Beg Press called In a Nutshell. And you can get 14 books, very beautifully illustrated on Countess Markovic, Páirí Pearse, and James Connolly, and dinner issues like voting women and all of these. You get 14 books for €40, so it's a really good value.
Sorry, are these a new concept? This series that you're talking about now for children.
I think there have been history books. Like this, I haven't seen this biographies of key revolutionary figures.
No, I'm just thinking back. I've seen in different places. But in one particular place, I saw it in a kid's bedroom. He's around 6 or 7, whatever. I don't know how long they were there, but it sort of had all sort of Robin Hood.
This sort of thing,
you know, book, but it was.
I remember as a kid, I used to get abridged versions of classic novels.
That's for me,
So I used to get those.
So this is a kind of
a history take on that version. Kind of an abridged version of the lives of people like Countess Markovic, Páirí Pearse, and so on.
Terrific.
But it's like €40 for 14 books seems really good value
as
well.
Great presents as well.
Beautiful presents and for children. So
okay.
Look, there are loads many more books. So obviously, we just have to talk about a select few today.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Cormac. And incidentally, yourself, are you a Christmas person?
I do. I love Christmas. Yeah.
Good. Are you staying home, going away, or
no? Going away actually.
A lot of people go away now to where it's sunnier or whatever.
But I know I love Christmas. It's a great holiday. Good time to recharge the batteries and take stock of the year.
And are you the cook for the day? Are you the cook for the day?
No one is brave enough to allow me to cook
the day. Same as myself.
Maybe one day I'll try it, but
you can make the tea afterwards.
Whoever wants to join me, be warned.
You can make the tea afterwards.
I can make the tea afterwards. Yeah.
Okay, listen, Cormac, it's been a great pleasure over the years with you coming in with these, and I look forward to talking to you again in the new year. But in the meantime, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, Noel.